Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
20 years of Nats baseball being celebrated all season long, and this weekend the Nats are bringing back a few legends, one of whom we saw on the list. We said, we got to talk to him. We have not had the chance to talk to Daniel Murphy in some time. People just sleep on the 2016-2017 All-Star seasons, the runner-up for the Most Valuable Player Award that Murphy put together, leading the league in doubles over those 2 years, led the league in slug and OPS in 16. Really, over those 2 years, one of the best stretches we've seen by any Nats hitter. And he joins us now on the hotline here on Grant and Danny. Daniel, it is good to catch up with you, man. How are you?
I'm doing great, fellas. Thank you for having me. You humble me. I appreciate that. You start sending the dropkick Murphys. You make me want to grab a bat, but I'm too old and slow for that, but I still want to grab it.
I disagree. You could still hit, dude. Yeah, I guarantee it.
I said yesterday, and I legitimately mean this, if you got in the batter's box tonight, I'm not guaranteeing a hit because baseball's a cruel mistress. I think you're putting 3 balls in play.
Oh, it makes my heart sing to hear you say that because accuracy isn't quite, it seems, as I wouldn't say valued, but it's a little more difficult to find as the game gets more modern. And that was like the only tool I had for a long time in the big leagues was like I was going to touch you at home plate, at least make a foul. And that's just the way I kind of grew up with my dad throwing to me and my brother. Like, we really valued accuracy. And, you know, once you figure out, you know, if I could just play against the right fielder about 500 times, we'd put together a couple pretty good seasons.
Only one guy on defense. It would have been easier for a lot of hitters. But you mentioned that, Daniel. You never struck out 100 times in a season. Just remarkable by today's standards. Over the years, though, how did you see pitching evolve? Like, it just some of the stuff that hitters had access to in terms of video, pitchers started doing that, and then they ran with it, too, with their pitch shaping stuff and supinating their pronators and tying rocket ships to their, to their hips and all these kinds of things. Just seems like stuff is nastier every second of every day.
It does. It does. It's definitely the velocity's harder. You know, they throw harder, without a doubt. But I tried to break things down kind of to, like, the simplest possible thing for me, because I wouldn't claim to be very smart at all, but I'm trying to get base hits, and I found that getting base hits was trying to keep it as simple as possible. And I was reading a book by Christy Mathewson, and he said that pitchers only recognize two types of pitch balls, curve and straight. And it really struck me, because in reality, the pitcher can only, he can curve it right to left, like the new modern age sweeper, you know what I mean, that Dennis Eckersley used to throw.
Yep.
Nothing new under the sun. Or you can curve it top to bottom, like a Justin Verlander or Steven Strasburg. And then you can straight it, so you can throw splitters the way they do now, or ghost forks, or those things. But in reality, that's just a slow straight one. You could cut it, you could sink it. And so the way I tried to look at it was, like, I wanted to pick a spot out of the pitcher's hand to have it start to where it would finish where I wanted. And after getting with, K-Long and Pat Rossler, and then had K-Long in D.C. and Rick Shue as well, just like my big thing was, like, I wanted to eliminate the infielders, and I wanted to basically try to corner you into a position in the strike zone, because really baseball boils down to a fight over the strike zone. Like, that's the most important piece of real estate in baseball. And I wanted to get one close to me, beat the first and second baseman in the air, try to score somebody from first, basically. By the time I got here, I couldn't run out of sight in a week. I ran a little bit when I was younger, but that's a young man's game. So, like, if I hit a single, I'm asking one of my buddies behind me, like Zim or Harp, or depending where I'm hitting, or Willie Ramos, who's going to be in the house this weekend, to hit a double. So I just kind of decided I'm going to be the one to try to hit a double. I'll see if I could score him from first.
Daniel Murphy, one of the great hitters that's come through here at Nats Park, back for the 20-year celebration on Grant and Danny, talking hitting with him on The Fan. As I mentioned, in those two seasons, led the league in doubles both years, and in slug one year, was a runner-up for MVP. You mentioned, though, working with Kalong, and all the stories now are you start lifting the ball in that epic run with the Mets in the playoffs in 15, and obviously that carries over. What do people get right and wrong, though, about what I'll call, like, the launch angle era? Because, you know, it's funny, still today, like, I've got a buddy who played indie league ball and works with kids, and, you know, he works with coaches, and some of them, when they even hear launch angle, it's like, they want to, like, grab someone's neck, you know, but it's become this, like, territorial thing in baseball.
Yeah, I think launch angle is a measurement. So we can now measure what they used to say, how old am I now, 40? So 30 years ago when I was on the sandlots with my coaches, say, I want you to hit a line drive in the gap. Now it's just more quantifiable. I know that at 10 degrees you beat the infielders, but I didn't really care other than I knew how to measure it. And so I think that's part of what maybe gets mistaken, and that launch angle is only a measurement. We're still trying to drive the ball in the gap. If I may take it a step maybe back, is like I try to really break it down foundationally. What is the scoreboard asking me? The scoreboard gives me a problem to solve every single pitch, and it changes. Like, a runner gets on first base, the defense has to rearrange the furniture. You know what I mean? Like, the first baseman's got to go hold him on. And so the scoreboard dictates what you get to do on defense. The scoreboard dictates what we get to do on offense. If I've got a runner at third base and less than two outs, it is telling me right now you have to be accurate at all costs. This ball has to get pushed forward. And so once you work it back from that, if I'm facing Scherzer or Straws, you know what I mean, and I know that they've got a kill shot with me with two strikes and a runner on third less than two outs, well, I don't want to get to two strikes. Mm-hmm. I may take a swing earlier in the count to make sure I push this ball forward. Selfishly, I want to hit a sac fly because I don't like an 0-for-1. I'd rather not if I could, but I got to get this ball going forward. And so I do think that there is an opportunity as the game gets more modernized for the players to read the scoreboard better, without a doubt. Like, strikeouts are up, and there's a time and place for a strikeout. Like, if I'm hitting a double play, I'm sure Dusty would prefer me hit to a, 4-6-3, other than or strike out other than hitting into a double play. So there's a time to take a chance. But for the most part, accuracy is king. Where are we going to try to be accurate too? If there's nobody on, you know what I mean? I want to touch second from home plate, because you're talking about your buddy playing independent ball. I went back to the bushes in 23. I went and played in Long Island with Wally Backman.
That's like, right. Long Island
I had
Ducks.
A blast. Yeah. And the reason I had a chance to go and play in Salt Lake with the Angels as well too. The reason I got booted out again of baseball is because I couldn't touch second base from home plate. Like, offensively, you got to be able to get the scoring position. And when I was younger, I could run a little bit, so I could hit some singles and the doubles I did. But as I got older and slow, like, I got to hit a double, and only 7% of ground balls go for extra bases. At least that was the stat that Pat Rossler told me now 10 years ago. So if I want to touch second base from home plate, I got to play against the outfielders.
Daniel Murphy with us here on Grant and Danny. So I remember over the years, just we would get to go in the clubhouse and, during media access, whatever, and, not necessarily to bother you while you were, getting ready for a game, but I could count a million instances, Daniel, where I would see you at somebody's locker talking the way you're talking now. You know what I mean? Where it's just like spreading the gospel of hitting, or this approach, or this idea, or you could do this with your swing, or this is my timing. This is what works for me. I'm now on this part of the plate, and I look for this against this guy. That passion for the craft, that there are some of the great hitters of all time that I think of that kind of shared that. Is that sort of how you feel in terms of hitting a baseball? And have you thought about applying that as a high-level hitting coach?
Well, I am the offensive coordinator for the 11U Blue Claws in Jacksonville, so I don't know if that's high level.
That's high level.
I do run the offensive approach for our Blue Claws team.
Sounds football-y. Is that a baseball offensive coordinator title?
It's my 11-year-old's baseball team that he's on.
Okay.
His little league team.
So yeah, I did the same for the Swamp Donkeys, Daniel. So I know what you're going through.
Have the Swamp Donkeys played them yet?
Picking up what you're putting down.
We would get smoked by that group down there in Jacksonville. our 7U team would not fare very well.
Oh, I got a 7-year-old too, so maybe we end up hooking up. We get outside a little bit earlier than y'all do, but
yes,
I don't know if we'd beat the crap out of you.
I just like that
scuffle, like that bare knuckle brawl between the pitcher who's 60 feet away and the batter. Like, I love it. I just absolutely love it. I love fighting over that real estate 7x10 balls. You know what I mean? 7 ball wide by 10 balls high in the strike zone. And so to me, that's what it felt like. Like, this is a hunt. He's hunting me. I'm hunting him. And we both have gotten problems to solve from the scoreboard. And so, just trying to kind of corner the pitcher in as best I could. I just love talking about it. As I've gotten older, I've gotten less, I would say, mechanical and technical. I'm a little bit more of a hippie now, especially going playing an independent ball. Because as I watch, like, my boys move, I got an 11-year-old and a 7-year-old that ball, a 2-year-old, not yet. But, like, they move to me the same way I see that Ted Williams moves and Babe Ruth, like this style. So I don't mess with their style much. You know what I mean? I try to teach them, get you a good ball to hit, because that's what Roger Hornsby told Ted Williams when he asked him what it takes to be a great hitter. He said, get a good ball to hit. Get you a good one. And then from there, as best you can, try to hit it as hard as you can to the outfielders. You know what I mean? I'll tell them, pick your favorite outfielder to play against. Get you a good ball and pick your favorite outfielder. And so as I have kind of gotten older, I've gotten less technical, even though I can talk mechanics. Not that you kind of talked about me being at somebody's locker. I don't know if I was necessarily invited there, but I was going to sit down and we was going to talk ball, if you know what I mean. And that took some growing as well, too, that, like, everybody's process is different. And so I'm a bit more like, I want to talk it all the time. And, you know, playing with David in New York and Zim here, like, that's just not the way they ticked. Like, they were a little bit more free-flowing that I had to learn how to be, because I'm kind of a technician at heart. You know what I mean? I'm a tinkerer. I like to hold on to things, but I found that unless I'm willing to release the result, you know what I mean, and trust the work and the process and the things that have been put in the cage and our plan that's going into it individually and as a team, I won't go fast enough to be productive. So you have to have some real childlike play to you, in my opinion, to go fast enough to be productive.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've found there's some research into this now. There was a book called The MVP Machine that came out, and they had this idea that it's become really important to have what's called a conduit. And, like, basically the idea is that players don't want to hear from nerds about what they need to do. Because, like, and we have Jason Wirth on the show pretty frequently now. And, like,
between his horse racing.
Exactly.
Seriously.
Yeah, seriously. Exactly. We're talking to him about like going to the Derby and whatnot. But like J-Dub will come on, and he's referenced. He told us this story. It's actually hilarious.
It was in Seattle, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The end of his career in Seattle. There's this, forget the kid's name, but let's say his name was Albert. He's like, this kid named Albert asked him to stop by his office after he hit in the cage or whatever. And so Worth like sits down, and this kid gives him all his data and slides it across the desk. And he said, Albert, is that your name? And he's like, yeah. He's like, never talk to me again. And he stood up, and he like walked out of the office, right?
But he stands up at 6'4", imposing on him.
Yeah. Exactly.
And Albert's like, oh, okay, Mr. Worth.
I promise.
Everything short of like lifting him up and giving him a swirly, yeah. Right? But my point is, everyone wants these conduits. So the Nats now have this in Sean Doolittle, who was like a data analytical arm. So Jim Hickey says something, and Jake Irvin like rolls his eyes, but then Doolittle's there to like, and I'm overstating this, right? But my point is, how important was that for you? Like, you were one of the few players that did all that and was probably on your own savant and looking at all these numbers. But like a lot of guys, like Zim, I'd imagine, or different guys are like, get away from me. It's like, what is that like now, do you think, compared to 10 years ago? And what was it like then?
Yeah, I think it's one, it's really relational in finding what the individual values and what they feel like is going to make them most productive. So like, Zim was it adverse to data because he would go and take peeks at like tendencies and percentages of pitches that the pitchers would throw in certain situations and counts. And he'd be like, I'm just going to go look for it till I die. You know what I mean? I'll go look for it the whole, I'll go look for this curve because I think I'm going to get one. And the idea of a conduit, and there ain't one probably better in the big leagues than Sean Doolittle, because it, to me, it goes back to that scuffle. You know what I mean? And that's not to say that there's certainly a place for the fellas who can add and subtract and kind of say, you know, this seems to work for you, throw more cutters or more this, or, you know, look for this pitch at the plate. But the guys that have stood in there have taken a punch, hopefully socked a couple people themselves and been able to give a punch. There's just something about that experience that you know, you've danced in the same place. Like I've been in the same sandlot as some of these guys. So when somebody comes in and I could see like, oh man, this guy is standing on his head. Well, one of my experiences is, well, as much as you're thinking about your swing and how you feel, I found that the pitcher's thinking as much about himself. So as bad as you think you're going, he don't know, not as much as you think. So let's get back to kind of what's the approach, what's the scoreboard asking me to help my team right now? Because I do like the aspect of the money ball and kind of the blackjack, you know what I mean? The scoreboard is going to give us things to do, and again, like problems to solve, get, you know, runner at second base and nobody out, get them over. The more times you do that, to me, is like playing blackjack and you give yourself the best chance for success. It's not going to happen all the time, but the more times you do what the scoreboard asks you to do, it's going to give you the best chance, I think, personally for success and the team for success. And I may have gotten that backwards, but you guys are picking up what I'm putting down.
Daniel Murphy on Grant and Danny, a couple of moments left with him, which is a shame because I could listen to him talk about hitting for hours and hours and hours. Last one I'll ask you on baseball, and then we want to figure out what you're doing this weekend. The electronic strike zone is almost certainly coming to the major leagues. It looks like next year we're going to have a challenge system, and whether we end there or ultimately every pitch is determined electronically is still up in the air. How would you have liked or not liked that?
I liked it. I used it in AAA. You know, so that was one of the nice things of coming back as an old man and trying to play again was I got a chance to use it. And so I would get frustrated when the umpires would expand the zone east and west. You know what I mean? Left or right. My bat's only so long.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like I can fight you north and south. Like I got a puncher's chance that way. But maybe an umpire, you know, will remain unnamed but had a fairly egregious strike three call away to a lefty not too long ago. He's also thrown me out before in Baltimore, so there's the context clues for anyone who's listening. Like when you get me east and west, I don't feel like I've got nearly as much of a chance. And what the automated strike zone does is it keeps you on the plate. Now, I do think there will be some adjustments for a Steven Strasburg, Clayton Kershaw, I mean, you know, dating myself now because, you know, maybe Tarek Skubal type breaking balls, you know, 12-6, that will clip the bottom of the zone that the catcher may bounce and block. You know what I mean? He'll be looking to block those balls that have almost always and universally been balls that are getting the strike zone now. But I always felt like I had a puncher's chance if the umpire made him stay on the plate. So I am in favor of the ABS, you know, as long as the data is up to par.
Daniel, I have
technology.
I've got a text chain going with Laz Diaz. You want me to give you any messages from you?
Oh, no. I mean, I've said my piece to Laz, like, you know, Michael Gibbons was trying to walk me in Baltimore, and Laz wouldn't let him. And so I got tossed for staying as much.
Isn't Laz, I mean, no, Jason Worth is taking issue with a couple different guys with us, but that's one of the ones.
That's one of the guys.
He also brought up.
Yes.
So that goes around, it sounds like. Hey, what is going on for the 20th this weekend? What are you taking part in?
So I know Sunday, family's going to come out with Adam LaRoche and Wilson Ramos and their family. And I think we're going to be able to do a Q&A, sign some autographs, and then I'm not certain what else. It's probably on the itinerary that Miss Sean from the Nationals sent me. But we're in Old Town right now, so we just did a lap like proper tourists around here. Got a good bit of pizza and got some ice cream, and I'm going to try to get out to the day game tomorrow with the boys. So the three of us are going to get out there and watch some ball. Like, really excited to be back. I can't say enough about how good the Nationals and the Learners and the organization and Mike Rizzo have been to my family and I when we were in D.C. and here now post-playing career.
How old are your little guys now?
We go 11. 9-year-old is our daughter, and then 7, 2.
Wow, 2? Look at you. Okay.
Yeah, we knew the rules, but you know what
right.
I mean.
Still play the game every now and then.
Yeah, familiar territory.
Yeah. That's relatable content around these parts, I'll say. I got one coming in a month, and Danny had one just a few months ago.
Yeah, 11, 7, and 4 months old, Daniel. So we're not great planners. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Well, enjoy the trip back. I mean this. I mean, I really could listen to you talk hitting all day long. And
great stuff, dude.
You come
seriously.
Up still more than you think, whether it's on this show or with Nats fans talking about some of the great players that have come through here. So thanks for hopping aboard.
Well, I appreciate it. That's humbling. If I see you guys out there this weekend, we'll talk a little ball. I could talk ball all day till the cows come home.
We'll be there, so we will see you. There's Daniel Murphy. Nats great. He will be part of the celebration of 20 years of Nats baseball over at the park. Sorry about that.
Sorry, everybody.
I mean, look.
Quick apologies.
I get I'm a nerd. I just got steamed up for that conversation.
What I hope everybody gets now is that kid in the candy store vibe where he's walking around, and he even made a joke about it, to every locker of anybody that's going to hold a bat at any point, including pitchers, by the way, before the universal DH, going, you could do it this way. You ever think about this hand position? You ever think about choking up this way? But if you put the pine tar right here, you face the label the certain way. And against this guy, the timing was when his front foot comes down, his left shoulder is a bit of a tell because sometimes like it's a never-ending commitment to hit the baseball better and just wants to bring everybody with him.
The shame of it is there's people that just don't know.
Yeah.
Like yesterday, Darris, Charlie Rotz, the 15-year-old who throws 85 miles an hour that we met at Walter Sports Bar. This kid is silly, by the way. 85 miles an hour as a 15-year-old.
Okay. All right.
He was taking a tour in Nats Park. I don't think they were like trying to sign him. I think he was just literally a fan that took a tour. And he came up to me and he's like, don't you cover the Nats? And I'm like, yeah, but he'd never heard of like FM radio or anything. That guy, right? He doesn't know anything about Daniel Murphy. What a shame that is.
Yeah.
Y'all need to find out. Ryan, who was like a big Nats fan back then, I don't even remember Daniel Murphy.
I barely even remember Murphy playing here is what he said.
Hard to believe that.
Yeah.
That you were that asleep.
Mm-hmm.
But my God, was he good. Clarissa Rick.
Yeah, he should be.
He's pretty salty right now. I did tell him he slept on Daniel Murphy and he about
threw. He went, oh, come on. No way.
I mean, just one of my favorite hitters of all time. Just the purest of pure swings. I love Daniel Murphy. I can watch his highlights all damn day.
If I'm Mike Rizzo, we're having a little conversation before he leaves about his interest in coaching. That's all I'm saying. Now, it sounds like he's got his hands full with his kids, but maybe he likes traveling a little bit.
Yeah, I would say.
During the spring and the summer.
What about utilizing his services down there in Florida? You know what I mean? Like either for folks in the organization down there, spring training time. I mean, his words of wisdom towards some hitting would be a good deal.
Second in the MVP vote. I would have lost. I don't remember that.
Yeah,
I mean,
led the league in OPS and slug.
I remember the amazing year. I would have said he was top five, maybe second to Chris Bryant, who used to be really good at baseball. Never forget that.
Do we remember that, by the way, when Chris Bryant was unbelievable?
He was so good. Fourth pick out of where? You're not going to pull it. You won't.
I'm gonna say, I don't know what college it was. Was it a college? At high school?
College.
UNLV.
No. He was from San Diego.
We played Little League with Bryce Harper.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.